That's very, very difficult to know. Obviously, the British government's saying they're working 24 hours a day on this, that they've never let up, that this is their primary concern. You've had complaints from at least one of the relatives saying, we haven't heard enough, we haven't been kept in touch. Now, that the most outspoken of the relatives, Graham Moore, the father of Peter Moore, one of the remaining hostages, has been very critical of the British government. But the British government says, Foreign Office says, that he is not the nominated member of the family nominated by the hostage himself, because he was the natural father but not the adoptive parents, and that Peter Moore, the hostage in negotiations, nominated his adoptive parents, and that's why Graham Moore, the natural father, has not been kept in the loop. So there are a lot of personal issues that are involved here, but ultimately it's impossible to know. It's obviously impossible to verify that the Foreign Office has been working as hard and the British government has been working as hard as it says it has.
I mean, obviously, in these situations, the government has to tread a very fine line. It's under pressure from both sides. One side telling them not to negotiate with hostage takers, and other people saying that they should open a dialogue. I mean, what's been happening in this case?
There's no doubt that a dialogue has been going on. British government will never admit to that, but it seems clear that in this case, through Iraqi intermediaries, Iraqi government intermediaries, there has been a dialogue. But the difficulty is, and the dilemma is in cases like this, whether to go public or not. And the Foreign Office's default position, pretty much, is to try and keep things quiet because publicity can lead to unpredictable events. For example, if stuff is printed in the media and it conflicts with what the hostages have been telling the hostage takers, for example, that could be dangerous to them, they point out. There are all sorts of unforeseen consequences of going public. And so the default position of Foreign Office is try to keep things quiet, keep it out of the media, and go behind the scenes. But of course, when the story ends, as it has in this case, with two dead bodies, then it's inevitable that there are going to be questions asked over whether the strategy followed was the right one.
David Miliband's admitted that the deaths of the two men were amount to a failure of the British government not to secure their safe release. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the remaining three won't survive this, does it?
No, there's still hope for them. There's no reason to believe that they have come to harm, but the Foreign Office has expressed grave concerns about their fate. It's not a very good sign that two of the hostages have turned up dead.